The Boise Philharmonic strives to deepen connections in our community, and they do this through performance and experience of music at the very highest level. The mission of the Philharmonic is simple: to reflect the energy and the heartbeat of our community through invigorating musical experiences, as you can hear. Next week, the new season begins, so joining me live in studio to talk more about this season and other great community events are music director Eric Garcia and executive director Hollis Welsh. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Eric, this is your second, you're going into your second season.
Yes.
Tell me about the experience of the first season and how that's going to impact, you know, this season.
It was incredible. It just flew by. It really flew by. I feel like I was just here talking about it before it started. Mm-hmm. We began, of course, last season with Carmina Burana and concluded with Dvorak's very famous New World Symphony. And everything that happened in between was pure magic with the Philharmonic, of course, our master chorale. And the first season is really about building that long-term relationship, of course, you and the musicians, but then you, the musicians, and the audience, and growing that audience. And I think we did so successfully. And so, of course, going into the second season, you really know the rhythm of things, of how performances kind of flow one into the other, and you know exactly kind of what you want to do mm-hmm. in terms of growing an audience.
So you begin next Friday, correct?
That's right.
And so what is your first performance?
So our first performance is a celebration. We will be performing the four Brahms symphonies over the next few years, kind of landmarks of the classical repertoire. John Nakamatsu is our first guest artist. He's a wonderful award-winning pianist, and he'll be performing Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto No. 2, an absolutely beautiful, mesmerizing piece. And we open our season with Anna Klein, this young well, she's American now because she lives here, but she's actually from London and now lives in Brooklyn, New York. And this wonderful piece that was commissioned for a performance in London called Masquerade. And it's just an absolutely incredibly exciting, colorful, kind of whirling piece. And I wanted something really celebratory mm-hmm. to kick off the season. And so I think the audiences will absolutely adore this piece and the program altogether.
And Hollis, you have a theater background. You were with the Boise Contemporary Theater. So what's it like now being the head of the Boise Phil and, you know, having that theater background?
Right. It's thrilling, to say the least. It's, you know, I considered when I heard that they were looking for a new executive director, I thought, well, why not? I'm just going to throw my hat into the ring. And it turned out to be the right fit, I think, for a few reasons. There is a crossover between performing arts. I think ultimately we put a performance out there with the goal to connect to the audience mm-hmm. through it. And that really transfers from one art form to another. So it was really exciting to step over into this world and learn the ins and outs of the orchestral world. But also with the mission of really, really reaching our audience through our work.
And a big thing that you do is a lot of community outreach.
We do.
So, tell me about some of what you do, but also why is it important for, you know, the Philharmonic to do community events?
Right. Well, we have a fantastic education program called Explore Music, and there's many facets to it. But we take musicians, our conductor, our ensembles into classrooms. We started second grade. And it's about exposing children to music. Mm-hmm. We don't always have music programs in the public schools. And so we bring our instruments and our musicians in, starting in second grade. And we just try to expose them as either future musicians or future arts patrons. And we also do what's called an inroads program. And that's where we go to communities and populations in the Treasure Valley that can't come to us. And I think that's key, is we really want to open our doors mm-hmm. to as many people in the Valley as we can and beyond.
I'm speaking with Hollis Welsh. He is the Boise Philharmonic's executive director, and Eric Garcia. He is beginning his second year as music director. And one of the performances you're doing again is Star Wars, correct?
Yes. It is the first actual performances, too, of our pop series, which is new this season.
Oh, so first off, so if people haven't, is this the second time you're doing Star Wars? I can't remember.
No, it's the first time.
Oh, it is the
very
first time.
So the Philharmonic will be performing the score underneath a live showing of the film.
Oh, really?
So you will actually get to see the film Star Wars live on screen in the Morrison Center.
Okay, because I've been going back and I have a 10-year-old. I've been going back and forth on taking him to it because
Please
he loves Star Wars. So this is a great way to expose kids.
Fantastic. Absolutely. So you will actually see the film, but taken out of the film audio is the music. So everything else is there. You will actually see the film, hear all of the dialogue, watch all of the action, the entire film from start to end. But the music has been taken out of the soundtrack, and the Philharmonic will be performing.
That is super cool.
So ultra interactive.
And as part of that, because, I mean, it's Star Wars, right? So when you show a film like that, I mean, it really goes across generations.
Yes.
But as you talked about, Hollis, that's a way to engage kids.
It is. It is. I think what we think of classical music as a high art.
Well, you do. It's a little hoity-toity sometimes.
It can feel that way.
Yeah.
You know, you go into the concert hall. Do you know how to behave in there? Do you
right.
know when to clap? And what we want to say is, you know, classical music is everywhere every day. It's in movies. It's in TV shows. It's in commercials. You know, it's showing up in pop culture constantly, and we want to kind of break down those barriers and say that you really do fit in here, and there's something for you at the Philharmonic, and so Star Wars is a perfect example of that.
And so talk more, Eric, about the pop series.
Yes. So Star Wars, of course, is just, I think, the best way to kick it off, this new series. The second set of concerts is our annual Holiday Pops, which is just a celebration of holiday music all around. And it features our master chorale, of course. And the final concert this season for the Pops is Hollywood Hits. So this will also be in the Morrison Center, and it will feature some of the most well-known music from films like The Pink Panther and Superman and Raiders of the Lost Ark. So all of these great film themes. And, of course, on top of the orchestra will be a large screen showing clips
From
the movies.
How do you musicians feel about, you know, pieces of music that's more like pop versus that, as we talked about, you know, that really classical music that a lot of them are trained to do? And, you know, then you bring in the Pink Panther and Star Wars.
Well, the thing is, you know, most of us got into classical music through things like films or John Williams' Star Wars. It's a great film score, and it's on par with all great classical music. And if you ask any member of the Philharmonic what they listen to when they're not performing, they listen to a wide variety of music.
Oh, they would
have to. From pop to film music to country to bluegrass. And so, you know, we as musicians certainly love all kinds of music. So having the chance to perform it is so much fun.
Kind of takes you back maybe to your childhood a little
Absolutely.
Bit sometimes.
It's
yeah.
Great.
Hollis, what's one of your main hopes or goals for being in this position at the Philharmonic?
I just really want to see us affecting our community in really positive ways. I'm really about bringing community together and having something for everyone, families, individuals, children. And so just really making a mark and, you know, opening our doors and being accessible to as many people in our community. One thing we did this past season was our first visit to a correctional facility.
Right. We had your folks in here
That
to talk about it. And I was amazed at how moved
the musicians
yes. were.
And I think that's one of the guiding forces is, you know, we don't want to just show up and present a performance and then leave. You know, we really want to have a two-way engagement with the people who are listening to us and the people who are performing to those people. And so, you know, we always want to remember the musicians are also being affected by what they do and to create opportunities that fulfill them, fulfill the audience. And it's an exchange back and forth is really key.
And are you hoping to go back into the correctional facility and do something like that again this season?
We do. We plan to do this every season and to more facilities as well.
I mean, truly, the musicians, when they were in here, you could see just how moved they were by performing.
Yeah. Music can be really healing, you know, and it can remind us of our shared humanity despite the mistakes we might have made.
Despite your circumstances,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the season kicks off next Friday.
Right.
And tickets are still available, and I'm sure for all of the performances.
Correct, yes. So we still have season tickets available. We have single tickets for all of our performances, and they start as low as $23. So, you know, a family of four can come for under $100 and really enjoy the evening.
And very quickly, because we're running out of time, you still do some performances in Nampa as well, correct?
We do seven classical concerts out there as well as some children's concerts.
Great. I really appreciate both of you coming in today. Hollis Welsh is the Boise Philharmonic's executive director. Eric Garcia, the music director. The season starts next Friday. We will put links on our website so people know how to get tickets. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.